Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Droid Life Show, episode 89, closing in on a hundy. It's August 14th. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Kellen. With me, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Tim here.
So huge week, just in Android in general. Tons of stuff we want to whip through. Obviously, the biggest was yesterday. Samsung unveiled the Galaxy Note 5 and S6 Edge Plus. Also teased their new round smartwatch. Moto 360 just got teased, I think accidentally, by Motorola a minute ago. We'll talk about that. New Nexus 5 sort of leak, if you want to call it that. We might find out what Android M is next week. We got Hangouts 4.0. Google became Alphabet. Like, there was all kinds of crazy topics. So we're going to try to get through these all and not go too far over our sort of hour limit here. But let's start, obviously, with Note 5 and S6 Edge Plus. So Tim was on hand for the NYC festivities and got his hands on both. We got videos up of those. There was a ton of stuff, though. So no surprises, right? Like these. The weird thing is, Samsung phones for the last, I want to say last couple of years, they've really been kept like under lock and key. Like, there's always some surprises. These phones, there was like no surprise. Like, and it's probably because they are releasing so soon to the announcement. Like, they were just in more people's hands, and that's usually what happens. But like, we kind of knew everything. So you were at the event. What was it like? Were there surprises from your end? You had the phones in hand. I don't know. You just kind of want to walk through how your day was yesterday.
Oh, my day was crazy. Let's see. Well, you know, get to the event. Tons of people. Samsung events are always packed, no matter where, CES or MWC or even at their unpacked events in the States. Super packed. So you get in there and it was still very theatrical, even though it wasn't, you know, a Broadway show or anything. Samsung likes, you know, they're showmen. And so their showmanship is rather good. So they announced the phone. No real surprises. I mean, we basically even knew all the specs and the type of design they were shooting for. We even knew that the S Pen would have a clicker mechanism built into it. So, you know, in terms of surprises, there were none. The one thing that kind of left us hanging was that they did not announce or officially announce the Gear S2, or at least kind of unveil it. They teased it for September, which I think was the IFA week. But so they're saving that. Don't know exactly why. I mean, you would think, you know, to keep up with the hype and the momentum they got with the Note 5, especially since that watch will only work with these probably new Samsung devices.
Right.
They want to kind of couple it all together and package it and sell it. But other than that, no real surprises. The phones themselves, you know, are really killer specs. Like, if you run down the list on a sheet of paper, it sounds like a dream phone. The Note 5 and the S6 Edge Plus basically feature identical specs, minus a few software tweaks with the S6 Edge Plus. I hate that name.
Such a stupid name, yeah.
Yeah, so both phones, 5.7-inch QHD display, 2560 by 1440. It's 518 pixel per inch density. So pushing a lot of pixels on a Snapdragon 7420 application processor. Octa-core, 64-bit. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a beast. And Samsung's chip department is doing rather well. We saw that in their quarterly numbers. So I'm sure it'll only be doing better. 4 gigs of RAM in each device. So there's a lot of power there. 60-megapixel rear-facing cameras. 5-megapixel front-facing cameras. I'm guessing wide-angle lens for all your awesome selfies.
That front camera is also f1.9. Not a lot of people are talking about that, but the official specs say it is. So it should actually be the best like selfie camera ever.
Ridiculous. Someone asked in the comments if they were slippery, you know, with the metal and glass designs that they introduced. And yeah, if you've ever picked up an S6 or S6 Edge, then yeah, they are a little slippery. You know, it's not ridiculous. I'm trying to think of another phone, you know, actually, if you ever held a Moto X second gen that has wood, that is actually really slippery to me, and not as a bit more slippery than these Note 5s. Note 5, you know, pretty large, but the bezel is so thin. I mean, it's ridiculous how much display they were able to fit into the body. I took a picture of the Note 5 sitting next to the Note 4 and about the same size, but the Note 4 is definitely a little bit thicker. other than that, I mean, both phones seem great. Although, if you saw me on Twitter yesterday, I straight out said there is 0.0 reasons for the S6 Edge Plus to even exist. And Samsung, they didn't get on stage and try and convince you. They just said, yo, this thing is massive and has rounded display. What up? And as a consumer, I said, no. Like, you got to give me a reason for it. So they didn't really do that. Sure, it's got edge display and people edge and all that stuff, but that stuff is crap.
All they said, so I watched their official like promo video introducing the S6 Edge Plus, and yeah, they didn't, there wasn't a sales pitch. It was just for consuming all the content you want. That was it. There was no, this is an added benefit. They just made a big one to have a big one to probably try to help boost sales because they need new phones. I agree. There's no point to it.
Yeah. I don't know if I said Snapdragon 7420. I meant Exynos 7420. Someone's correcting me down in the comments, but you're just so used to saying Snapdragon, but Exynos.
So people are pissed that 3000 milliamp hour battery, which is non-removable, smaller battery than was in the Note 4, and then no SD card slot, but which we told everyone like a week or two ago when we had some info, but people are mad about that. A lot of people seem kind of pissed about these phones. Like the reaction.
Right. Well, for quite some time, they have every right to be pissed off. I mean, let's be real. For the longest time, Samsung has touted that they have removable batteries and expandable storage. Galaxy S6 had neither of those. So we kind of, you know, maybe expected the Note 5 to possibly have that since, you know, people like the utility of having such a large phone with a pen built in. They want those added features, at least micro SD. I mean, come on. But no. Neither of these phones have, you know, removable battery, expandable storage, and they're limited to 32 gig and 64 gig amount of storage, not even 128 gig option. So, you know, some people say that cloud storage is kind of like the way of the future and you don't need so much on-device storage. But
I hate that argument so much. Yeah,
we're just not there yet. You know, until applications start running from the cloud, which is what Google was talking about not too long ago, it's something they want to move towards. You know, we don't have anything tangible evidence of that or anything like that. So it's kind of ridiculous to think that Samsung is kind of limiting, you know, what they're offering. I mean, they cut down on storage, they cut down on the battery, and I mean, you're pushing a 5.7 QHD display with only 3,000 milliamp. I don't know how long it's going to last you. And
yeah, we don't know is it just going to be, you know, 18 hours? Because I think a lot of people with previous notes, why they loved them is because they had such big batteries, they lasted like a day and a half. This one, there's no way in hell.
Yeah, there's just no way. Although,
S6,
you know,
the regular S6 has like the worst battery life of any phone I've ever used, I think.
Quick wireless charging or fast wireless charging, whatever they're calling it. I would rather have a phone that lasts me all day than having one that charges quickly. You know, if I go out to the woods, if I get lost out there, I'm going to need a bigger battery. I'm not going to need the ability to quickly charge it when I don't even have a charger nearby.
Well, I just think now we shouldn't be settling for one or the other. You know what I mean?
We should just have both.
Like I just got done with the Moto G third gen, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And it lasts forever. But then once it died and I went to charge it, there's no fast charging. And it took like 2 hours to charge this like little battery. Or maybe it was even longer. It was crazy. But anyways.
The Galaxy series, or at least the Notes, always seem to like push the bounds of specifications on phones, and the Note 5 just really doesn't do that. I mean, it's got no Type C, which is kind of a future thing. We kind of expected to kind of future-proof a device. I mean, I think someone buys this phone, and they buy it on some carrier that still offers two-year contracts, and they're stuck with that thing with no Type C for 2 years. That sucks. But then also, no IR blaster in any of the phones.
That's right, they took that out. Because the S6 has it, yeah.
Yeah, so anything that was kind of like a niche, like want or a need, has been removed completely from this lineup. And it really reminds me a lot of what Apple does, you know? Like, oh, if you want the iPhone, you're going to have to sacrifice or compromise on some of the things that you might want. And Samsung's like, well, you know, hey, margins. And we can make more money by offering less. And
it sort of feels like since they've had a few rough quarters in a row that they're like, we don't want Samsung to turn into that where they're trying to like get every little dollar and cutting things so they can make every little dollar just for investors. Like that sucks. That's kind of what these phones feel like a little bit. Just like cutting little things here and there to increase those margins. I don't know.
It's a bummer.
But I do want to use the phone. The Note 5 looks great, though. I mean,
it feels great in that silver. Oh man, that's one of like the hottest phones I think I've touched.
The color in a while. That I think everyone would want, they're not even going to sell.
Exactly.
So stupid. Why did they even have it there if they're not even going to sell it?
I don't know, but as soon as I picked it up, they're like, oh, don't get used to that one. It's not going to be available in the U.S.
So great. Said, yeah, all we get is the white and the black sapphire, which we already have with the S6.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Get rid of the white and go the black and the silver. I'm sorry, the white on that glass and stuff, I think it looks bad.
Sometimes it can be pretty hot, but you know, no color made the S6 Edge Plus look good. So, Yeah, I thought that phone was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was just so big and awkward to hold, you know? The bezels are so thin, it's hard to grip really of any part of the phone. But the Note 5, it's that same rounded edge display or like design, but flipped. And it makes the sense, big right? phone feel yeah. so good in your hand.
Yeah. So. Can't wait to get Note 5 in hand.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the S6 Edge Plus, like, it doesn't make any sense why it even is a phone. But the Note 5, I think it looks great, but I'm with you. I understand why people are pissed off about the battery and the SD card slot. That makes sense. It is. It's like the, I don't want to call it like the workman's phone, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like the phone that you use as your big phone that does everything from tablet to phone to, like, computer if you need it to. You can take notes. You're using it constantly. Like, it should be the phone that lasts forever, or you can swap batteries, or you can throw an SD. Yeah. So I'm kind of with you. That sucks. Oh, and about the cloud storage, how everyone keeps saying, oh, the future's in the cloud. I hate that argument because we got better cameras that take pictures in 4K video that take up more and more space. And they want you to do that. And I'm sorry, but like while that stuff backs up to the cloud, I don't want to have to go back and like manually delete crap off my phone. Like, I just don't want to do that. I don't do that on my computers. I don't want to do it on my phone. So I hate that argument. And everyone does keep saying that. It's like their crutch, like, oh, we don't have any storage because you have the cloud.
It's a poor argument. People want what they want. And the fact that Samsung just axed it and never even really mentioned it. You know, it's like, hey, we're offering you less storage options, but here's why. You know, here's like an alternative or something to kind of alleviate the situation. But no, they're just doing it. So deal with it.
And so there's evidence of 128 gig on like Samsung's website. People have spotted. So there's everyone saying there's a chance.
Erroneous.
But if it is, it'll probably be an international unlocked model. Like, none of the carriers are planning on carrying 128 gig from what we know. Right. So, like, I think the when Samsung used to do 1632, and then there was a 64 gig option back in like the S5, S4 days, and the 64 gig option was kind of a thing, but like you couldn't find it anywhere. I'm sure that's what's going to be the case here. That 128 gig will probably never materialize. And if it does, it'll be in like one market and no one will buy it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you did mention this, and I think this is a big deal, the fast wireless charging. So Samsung introduced that, first phones basically that have fast wireless charging. What did they say? A full charge takes 120 minutes for 3,000 milliamp hour battery, which is solid.
Yeah.
And a full charge with just fast charging was 90 minutes. So extra 30, but still, like, that's a big deal. That means all phones going forward basically from Samsung will have that. And then hopefully that means somebody else will build that in as well. Although I feel like wireless charging is dying. Like, no one's really doing it anymore except them.
It's completely mainstream. What are you talking about? IKEA is building it into furniture. It has to be a thing.
Like, so obviously Google likes it because they keep putting in Nexus phone. Like, the Nexus 6 has it, except it has a 3600 milliamp hour battery and it takes forever. It's the stupidest thing when you have a phone with a battery that big. And you also have to find like the sweet spot. Wireless charging on giant phones is such a stupid thing, but Samsung's the only one doing it. LG like kind of came out with a back plate for the G4, didn't they? But it's only in their stupid flip window cover, which no one wants.
Yeah.
Sony kind of does it sometimes, I think. Motorola. Only with Verizon.
Motorola
never does.
Yeah.
So it's like a dead thing, which is too bad.
Already dead. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're chalking it up as dead.
but I was excited about that because I do have an S6, so maybe if I buy an S7 someday, it'll have fast wireless charging. The other thing, though, Samsung Pay is official. What's it, September 28th, I think,
it's coming to the US. Pay! He did the power pose, the guy who announced it.
Oh, he did on stage.
I mean, it was just 24/7 power pose. I give you Samsung Pay. And it was me and Marquez, we're laughing our butts off.
It is pretty scary. So it's coming to Korea, I think, on like the 20th. So the Korea gets it now, basically. The U.S. doesn't get it until September 28th, although they're opening up a beta potentially for select users in the US that can get it. So who knows who that is or qualifies for that. They announced that it's coming, but they didn't really announce partners. Like, they kind of did, but they just said, like, we're working with these people kind of to get it ready. So there's a chance, like, this thing could launch and, like, no one supports it. Like, one bank.
Ooh, what kind of partners do you really need? I mean, like, it uses, like, the old terminals. You don't need retail partners.
Yeah, but I think you need, like, credit card companies to be, like, on board. Like, I'll show you what I'm saying. So they were in their press release, it says extensive partnership ecosystem. And it says Samsung continues to strategically expand its partnership ecosystem. And it says Samsung anticipates working with American Express, Discover, MasterCard, Visa, and major banks, including Bank of America, Chase, US Bank, and some other ones. So, like, you can't just, like, create a payment system and just start using Visa systems, I don't think. Like, you have to get their permission to, like, have access to that information and everything. So, like, this kind of makes it sound like they don't actually have that all in place yet, and they're hoping that it's here by September. It's kind of how I'm reading that. Like, it says anticipates working with.
Well, they'll have a beta, so they'll figure it out then, I guess.
I just thought that wording was weird. So anyways, yeah.
That is odd wording. I didn't read their full press release, but I mean, the fact that it just works, you know, with no real, like, proprietary technology, just works on the older terminals is sort of ingenious.
Well, yeah, I mean, the idea behind it is great, which is why I can't wait for it to get here, but it almost sounds like they're still working it out with everyone, which is a little odd since it's launching.
I hope they take their time with it. You know, I don't want them to push it out and it's total crap. You know, I want it to work, because that's something that's a mobile payment solution I would use. Right. I mean, the fact that I don't have to worry about the NFC terminal at McDonald's being down is a real positive for me. So,
well, the fact that I can go into, like, any place and potentially use it and not look down and go, oh, you don't have NFC? Let me get my wallet out.
That's clutch.
It'll be nice. Yeah. I can't wait. So that was a big deal yesterday. And then the Gear S2, the round smartwatch, which everyone's been clowning on, the fact that the UI looks like the Apple Watch's UI.
Yeah, I don't really see that. I mean, I get that it has, like, circular icons, but that's about it. I mean, it's a round smartwatch. Like, dude, I mean, people try. No, people try to make too many comparisons that just aren't there. Like, that's a stretch, in my opinion.
I don't even think it is.
Well, sorry, dude. I mean, this watch doesn't look nearly as good as an Apple Watch, so, and it won't cost nearly as much either. So,
well, so they teased this thing and they showed this quick video, and it was the watch, and it's circular and silver, and then they show, like, a few UI elements, like weather and world clocks and apps and some watch faces and heartbeats and things like that. And then shortly after that, they posted this lookbook of all these models wearing the thing. And yeah, it looks nothing like the Apple Watch. It's just that one picture of the app launcher that looks like the Apple Watch. And that's what everyone's, like, throwing a big fit about.
But it doesn't. Like,
it does.
The Apple Watch is just a glob of icons in your face. This one is at least articulated around the edge of the bezel.
Yeah. And
the
I think it's just because they're, like, similar sized round icons on a black over top of a black background. And, like, no one else is doing a UI that looks even close to this except Apple. Like, Android Wear doesn't look like this. The old Gear Tizen stuff didn't look anything like this. And all of a sudden Apple's like, or Samsung's like, hey, look at this sweet new UI that looks exactly like Apple's.
Samsung, you did it again. Well,
it's just that one screen everyone's throwing a fit about. And I can see it with that screen because, you know, Apple's, like, really stupid app launcher with all the circle icons, which is the worst thing ever. It does look like this. But yeah, I mean, you select them differently. It's just a circle. But I get why people are kind of comparing it.
Sure. People can compare all they want.
No.
I like, you know, the idea of a rotating bezel. I think it's I think it's really neat.
So yeah, if they can build in some functionality, like, I don't know what you'd use it for, but, like, I agree. It's kind of a cool concept.
Yeah. I think it's really, if you just, the like, digital crown, but just on the bezel itself, which
it must be that it'll be have similar functionality probably to the digital crown.
Yeah. Makes sense to me. I mean, from what the watch faces look like, I mean, it looks kind of cool. Could be worse.
Yeah. It's not like the, ugliest watch ever, but I don't
it looks
know
pretty plain. I mean, it looks extremely plain.
Super plain. I probably won't wear one or buy one. Well, not only that, but you're gonna have to have a Samsung device.
So unless you're using the S6 or Note 5, then you probably won't use it.
And I won't be pretty soon because there's like 18 new phones coming out, like Motorola's and OnePlus 2 and Nexus's and stuff. So
yeah,
by the time this thing comes out, we probably won't even care about it.
Yeah, this thing probably won't even be till holidays. I mean, the way they're kind of teasing it.
But yeah, they said they're going to show it off officially at IFA, right? Which is like 3 weeks away.
September.
And then so after that, maybe they'll make it available. Or maybe October, it's like a holiday maybe. Thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little while.
It's always a huge maybe. I was shocked that Samsung, you know, opened up pre-orders for the Note 5 and S6 Edge Plus yesterday. Like right after they announced it, I was like, what? That's like so Apple.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't even mention that, right? Pre-orders opened yesterday and it's out next Friday, which, yeah, is definitely such an Apple move too. But something I appreciate, like that if they announce a phone, you could buy it like that day, basically.
Oh, yeah. The hype train, especially, choo-choo, it appreciates it because, I mean, the fact that you announce something, you got the hype built. I mean, you want to be able to sell it while people still want it. So
right,
that's important.
And some people, like we've had some people tell us, that AT&T is like shipping them already. So if you ordered yesterday immediately, some people have their phone already, the Note 5 already from AT&T, which is nuts and awesome. Like that's cool.
How'd they do that?
I don't know.
Lucky.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to have to buy one. I was hoping they would just give me one, but they didn't.
I thought because it was coming out, they were going to hand you one yesterday. But then I also thought, this is a Samsung event and there's probably 20,000 people there and that would be difficult.
Oh, I would get bum rushed. If anyone saw a Samsung hand me a device, I'd be knocked out. I've
been tackling you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else was from the Note 5? Did we miss anything? That was kind of it, right?
Yeah.
It looks really nice. But people are disappointed.
Nice, it feels nice. The S Pen is real cool. You know, you can write on a dark screen and it shows up in white text and you can save that. I mean, it's real neat if you really need to like quickly jog down a note.
Yeah. But S6 Edge Plus, we don't care about. I don't even know if we're going to review that phone. I feel like it's our duty to, but what's the point? It's just a big S6 Edge.
Yeah, if you're curious about the S6 Edge, just read our S6 Edge review and determine if you should get the Plus.
Yeah, and then go. Just take everything we just said here and then
apply it to a bigger phone. yeah, I really don't think, I mean, they just said it's all about consuming multimedia and right. I can do that on any phone. I don't need it to have rounded edges to do that. Don't get me wrong, I still like the S6 Edge, but I don't see the reason just to have a bigger one.
I don't get it either.
It's America.
And I mean, why didn't they call it the Note Edge?
Why didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm you know not what I mean. Like they call,
I know it's just a bigger S6, but like they announced the S6 and then they had the S6 Edge with it together, and then they announced the Note, and then they announced an S6 Edge Plus. But like last year, it was Note 4 and Note Edge, so I don't understand why they just didn't go Note. And I guess it doesn't have a pen. So
yeah, it doesn't have a pen. So this phone really isn't in Note at all.
So it really it's is just a big S6,
massive Edge. S6 Edge Plus.
It's so silly. I can't imagine anyone buying it. I can't imagine anyone buying it either. Like, if you're going to buy the big phone, buy the Note 5. It has the pen, and it feels better in hand because it has the rounded back.
I get interviewed almost every time I go to a Samsung event by Korean media outlets who ask me if I think that the phone will sell well. They are lucky that they didn't talk to me this year. Because, like, if they would have asked, oh, will the S6 Edge Plus be uber popular in America? Oh, no. Sir, please. Ridiculous question.
Speaking of that, we didn't even talk about, because we don't talk about European news, but the Note 5 is not going to Europe, at least for now. Well, they said this year or 2015. So in 2016, it could. But yeah, people in London, England, Europe, they're pissed. No Note 5, but they are getting the Edge Plus. That move makes absolutely no sense to me. The Note 5 is like your second flagship next to the regular S. I can't believe they're not selling it. I do feel bad for Europe a little bit.
There's got to be some type of reasoning that, you know, they just haven't said. I don't know if they're waiting for something or maybe something's up with the Exynos and cellular networks or
who knows. It's the same in the Edge Plus, which is what's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's too bad. So.
Oh, it's a super bummer for anyone living in the UK or Europe.
Yeah, it is. All right. So yesterday, now that we have all these phones, we ran a poll that said, which phone are you buying?
Oh, yeah.
We put the new Moto X Pure on there, waiting for a new Nexus on there, Note 5, S6 Edge Plus, OnePlus 2, or other, or don't need a phone. And Moto X Pure Edition took 31% of the vote, topped it. So people are still hyped on that phone, even after a few weeks and seeing the Note.
That's big. Well, what about you personally? Which one, if you had to choose?
I don't know. I kind of like this poll. The longer we get away from the Moto X announcement, the more I want the new Moto X. Mm. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I feel like this. Like that's the phone I would probably lean towards, even though it's a giant hunk of a phone. A lot of people were second top was waiting for a new Nexus. And then the other part of me is like, give me this new LG Nexus that keeps floating around.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn between Moto X, Pure, new Nexus, and the OnePlus 2. I played with the OnePlus 2 finally yesterday. And dude, I mean, that it nice, feels right? good. The sandstone back feels way better than last year's, I think. And it's a cool looking, it's got a good size, good weight. It's a cool looking phone. Yeah, so
they did a nice job with it outside of the NFC. But
yeah, if I could just click all of the above on that poll, that'd probably be me. I mean, they're all pretty cool, minus the S6 Edge Plus.
Right.
I mean, 2015, the second half of 2015 is looking super solid.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of OnePlus 2, it was the bottom of the poll, 2% of the vote. Everyone said, nah.
What? Haters.
Yeah, no one wants it. Dude, I think everyone's over it because of the never settle crap and the you know, it's 1080p when everyone else is quad HD, which I'm totally fine with, by the way, which I've said. I'm
totally cool with that.
But yeah, like I think it's the NFC and the fact that you can't buy one, this stupid invite system still, because the phone's technically available for purchase now. And no one has an invite. And they said they were sending out invites. We haven't had one person email us to say, hey, I got an invite. And usually people do. So,
well, it's because they maintain the right to give out invites however they saw fit and stuff. Right. And
I think the OnePlus 2 train is done.
All right.
I think it derailed.
So wireless charging is dead. OnePlus is dead. Yeah. What else are we declaring dead today?
I don't know. I'm sure we're going to add to that list.
HTC. I forgot about
HTC. HTC is definitely dead. So that's Note 5, S6 Edge Plus, Gear S2, which phone you're buying. And that was a lot of stuff.
Mm.
And we have like 30 more topics to get through. All right. So this just happened moments ago. Moto 360 second gen. So Motorola on their Instagram, I think they may have tweeted this too. This little video of a dog in the background and then over top slides this Moto 360 and they say something. I don't even know what they said. And everyone looked at it and went, wait a minute. That's not the Moto 360 we know. It was a Moto 360 with watch lugs on it and it still had the flat tire. And we noticed this, some of our readers noticed it. So we grabbed the video before Motorola pulled it in case they did. And it's on our YouTube channel if you want to go watch that. We pretty sure that's the new Moto 360. It looks exactly like the leak we saw months and months and months ago, right? From Lenovo's CEO in March. It's crazy. And so Motorola's pulled the video now. It's gone. But of course, we have it on our YouTube channel if you want to go watch it. Yeah.
Once you post something on the internet, it's there forever. There's no going back. Sorry, Moto.
So, we think Motorola just basically unveiled the new Moto 362. And I don't really know what I think about it. What are your thoughts after seeing that, assuming that's it?
Kind of bummed.
Yeah.
I really dug the simplistic design of the Moto 360 first gen. This one, you know, they're branching out a little bit. They're adding those lugs, which I don't necessarily care for. They're moving the potentially moving the power button placement to the 2 o'clock position on the outside part of the bezel. And they're keeping the flat tire. I mean, really, Moto, you had one job and you went ahead and just blew that out of the water. You know, if this is it, they could have possibly used, I mean, clearly this is a render and they have, you know, these screenshots going inside of a render. So, I mean, it's possible that the flat tire won't be there. It's possible that none of this is all just smoke and mirrors, but it's looking like, I think this is it. And because the fact that they removed the post on their social media kind of confirms it for me.
Right.
So they have something to hide. And
they do.
People are pissed. I've already read the comments everywhere I could. Yeah. The Flat Tire Gang is really pissed. And
yes, they are.
I mean, it's kind of a bummer. But I guess we should have expected this because if I recall back in March, I think it still had the flat tire.
Yep, it did.
So, you know, we all hoped and prayed and crossed our little fingers. But sadly, Moto doesn't care. Maybe this is the best way to do it. Maybe something about fully circular smartwatch displays is no good. Because it makes the bezel portion bigger. We've seen that on the Watcher Bane, the G Watch R. Those things have massive bezels because they put sensors somewhere else. And I'd rather have a thin watch with a flat tire. I don't mind the flat tire.
Yeah, so. I can go with a flat tire. That's fine. I think what I don't like, what you just said, is the lugs. What I liked so much about the original 360, it was so simple and minimal, and it was just a round watch that sat perfectly flat on your wrist, because it's a big watch. And if you add lugs to it, it doesn't sit as nicely on your wrist. Like the Watcher Bane. I hate the Watcher Bane so much, by the way. But part of that is because they added lugs to make it look like this fancy watch. But because they added lugs, it doesn't sit on your wrist at all unless you have ginormous wrists. And so the Moto 360 adding lugs, I just think it's such a terrible idea. All they needed to do was keep the same design and put better internals instead of stupid OMAP processors from 4 years ago. Like, we needed better internals, is it? To speed it up, make it the battery more efficient. That's all they really need to do. And maybe put a better display in there. Because there's better like AMOLED panels now. And I think they used an LCD. So that's all we need. I can live with the flat tire. I don't know that I will like the lugs and the crown button placement. Whatever.
The 2 o'clock, I don't mind. I mean, I can see myself, I actually think it's easier to kind of lift up and just kind of click the 2 o'clock than having to kind of rotate my hand around.
Yeah, twist your wrist. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, so I'm fine on the power button. And plus, when you bend your wrist, it won't dig in.
That's true, too. Yeah, the button placement doesn't bother me. It's just the lugs. Yeah,
it's the lugs. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of tacky looking. And this isn't a Rolex or a Tag, we're talking about. It's like a smartwatch. It could have had all this and not look so like that. So
that could be it.
That could be it. I think that's it. Only because they pulled it. I mean, why pull it if it was just some random goof on Photoshop or whatever? So,
right. Well, yeah. Like, why do they just randomly have a render that looks like that? So.
Yeah. Sorry.
So that wasn't their only screw up this week. They also took to Twitter and Google+ on what day was that? The 12th, so Wednesday, and tweeted on September 3rd, you'll see what real love is like. Choose Moto X for more powerful connection. And it was a link to the Moto X Pure Edition, and they deleted that as well. So we're pretty sure the new Moto X Pure Edition is coming September 3rd, unless they deleted it because it's not actually coming September 3rd. But anyways, they announced it. We probably didn't mean to. So yeah, the Moto X Pure Edition, probably September 3rd. And the Moto 360 is probably not far behind it. All deleted, though. So not official, right?
No evidence.
Not confirmed.
I mean, the fact that they tweeted and then removed, that's all the confirmation I need.
So. Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
So September 3rd might be the day all the 31% of Droid Life readers buy the Moto X. All right. Still on Moto. So Moto G 3rd Gen right here. Reviewed it this week, and nice little phone. I don't want to spend too much time on it. It's still a $200 mid-range phone, but for $200, I mean, like, if your budget is $200 and you're with AT&T, T-Mobile, like, this is the phone you buy for $200. Battery lasts at least a day. Performance is unbelievably smooth for a phone that runs Snapdragon 400. Lollipop stock has most of the Moto suite of apps outside of Moto Voice, and they all work well. The camera on here is actually pretty solid the camera on here is better than last year's Moto X second gen. Like, think about that. A $200 phone is, the Moto X second gen camera was pretty crappy, but this camera is better than that. Performance, like I said, is awesome. Battery lasts a long time. I don't know, like, for $200, like, It's a really, really nice phone. The only thing it's missing for me was fast charging, which I mentioned, like, this phone would die. And then I'd be like, oh, I need to charge it because I'm still reviewing it. And then it would take 3 hours to charge. So it made me miss fast charging. Otherwise, I don't know. If you need a cheap phone, buy the Moto G third gen. It really is that good. So, all right. Okay, so today, this morning, a lot of stuff happened this morning out of nowhere, which was kind of odd. So let's see. Who was it? It was UpLeaks / a website called USwitch that, I apologize, USwitch, but I've never heard of you. They posted what is said to be renderings of what the new LG Nexus 5, we're all calling it the LG Nexus 5, and who knows what it's actually going to be called, renderings of what the LG Nexus 5 will look like based on schematics from probably a case manufacturer, right? So case manufacturers get specs and everything of new phones long before they come out so they can get cases ready when they launch. And so somebody created renders based off of that. And while we typically kind of go, who knows if this is what it'll look like, it'll probably look fairly close to this because case manufacturers have to know where the buttons are exactly, where the ports are exactly, headphone jacks are, cameras are, sensor. They have to know microphones, everything.
Dimensions.
Yeah, I mean, they have to know precisely where all of that stuff is so they can make cases that fit on there and aren't wonky and don't work, right? So if somebody built this based off of those, it probably is going to look like this. And so they posted like a whole video rendering of it all. And we've got camera, fingerprint sensor, flash, USB type C, microphones, thickness. I don't know. What do you think? You look at this?
Oh yeah. I've looked at it. People are pissed.
See, I haven't had a chance to read the comments cause I had to take off this morning. What are people mad about?
Camera hump. So there's like a little kind of
whatever.
There's an inside out dimple, yeah, you know, is. Going on the backside for the camera. People are pissed and they can't find
the camera nipple. People are mad though. Huh?
I'm cool with the nipple too. I think the phone, I mean, it looks extremely plain, but of course this is, you know, just our artist rendering, but right. You know, USB type C, headphone jack on the bottom, fingerprint, camera, there's a dual front facing speakers. This thing looks like a beast.
It might be small enough, you know? It might be like a 5.2 inch display.
Yeah, and if it's 5.2, then we're talking like money size right there. That's what I've been looking for. A Nexus device that isn't a whale. I think it looks kind of cool. I don't, you know, I'm not really like huge on the fingerprint reader placement being on the back. Yeah, I guess it's fine. I won't complain, but it's a cool looking device. I'm super excited about it.
I don't mind that back placement. I guess I should say I'm pretty excited to test the back placement just because it, first of all, it gets it off the front. And so it leaves room on the front for other things like a stereo speaker. But also like, you know, when you pick your phone up, your fingers like already, you know, you pick your phone.
It's already on the back.
I understand. The back, right? So you can just kind of put your finger right there and then it should unlock.
I put my thing on it.
So I'm kind of interested at least to try that out because we've never seen that before. Well, we saw it with the Atrix, the old Atrix had, but it was like a swipe fingerprint sensor and it didn't work.
Well, the, if you will recall, the HTC One Max Plus or One Max or whatever the hell that thing
had,
was that's called.
Right. It had one on the back, but you had to
swipe. It had one on the back, and you still had to swipe. I mean, that was like the most worthless phone ever, but
I forgot that phone.
Limited to Sprint.
So, So obviously this phone is, this is a rendering, and we don't know. There, you can imagine like a Nexus logo vertically down the back.
People are pissed about too much bezel. Too, you know, they would rather have a larger display than front facing speakers.
Yeah, see, I'm not with people on that. I like speakers.
I like the front speakers. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone has their own taste in things. You know, I'm sad that Google and LG can't come together and please everybody, but right. We knew this was going to happen. There's always going to be a list of people that are pissed something. So,
no perfect phone still to this day.
Still to this day, there's no perfect phone.
This
we
could
thought
be
we
it.
Had it, but sometimes, you know, batteries suck and.
Yeah. I hope they put a 1080p display in this phone.
Oh, that'd be great.
This thing will last like 2 days.
Android.
Yeah, that's true. It's a Google phone. When was the last time a Nexus had good battery? Never.
Never. I mean, Nexus 6 isn't like terrible. I mean, it's just so darn big.
It's pretty bad for a phone that big with that big of a battery, though, at least in my opinion. But so it's a pretty good look at what probably will be the LG Nexus.
I believe it. I mean, it looks so plain, you know. I would take this and like a red, like if this same design, but in a red, kind of like the Nexus 5 was. That'd be
awesome.
That'd be super sweet.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
I'm an optimist. I'll live with it.
That's what they give me, dude.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll take it. All right. So let's see. This morning we got a teaser from a couple. So there's these two girls. What are their names?
Two girls.
Matt and
one phone.
Nat and Lo. Oh God, two girls, one. Don't say that. Matt. Their names are Nat and Lo, and they work at Google. And they do these videos based on things happening at Google. So they posted a video today. It's called "What's M Gonna Be?" And it's like this like jingly, silly video about what Android M is going to stand for. And being Googlers, in the description of their video, they said this is just a hint at what next week's video, or no, not next week, our next video is going to be based on. So assuming these girls make videos for Google every week, which is kind of about what they've done, next week we could find out what Android M stands for.
That's my guess. And so people are saying that at the end, a guy is like spray painting a marshmallow. It's the bottom of the Andy, right. It's the bug droid body. I mean, right. He's painting it green. You don't paint marshmallows green.
Yeah. I mean, my guess is that it's marshmallow. That's just my guess. But yeah, I didn't look at that last clip and say, this is a marshmallow. You can tell like it's a guy spray painting the bottom. Like he's just starting out. Like I don't buy that for a second.
Yeah. It's an educated guess. Marshmallow. Makes sense. I mean, any guess makes sense, really, because we have no idea. So
the only thing with marshmallow is, because whenever they do, they make a little the debug icon is in the shape of whatever it is. And if you go marshmallow, you can't really come up with a cool debug icon. Not that they base everything off of debug icons, but yeah, maybe. Maybe they'll put it'll just be a little fluffy marshmallow up there. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be a fluffy little guy with ears. I mean, or a little antenna.
I guess you basically just make like a tube with a little,
It's like what they did with the jelly bean. I mean, who would have known they could make a jelly bean cube? But they did slap a smiley face on it with little antennas, and there you go.
Yeah, but what I mean is like a jelly bean has like a distinctive shape to it that you can make. And like even when they were doing the key lime pie for a little while,
before they did Kit Kat.
Yeah, and like Kit Kat has the three little bars or whatever. And with marshmallow, it's just like a round tube, so.
Well, they didn't make Kit Kat cute, so.
That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that could be next week. My guess is marshmallow. Do you have a guess?
I think I'm just going to stick to marshmallow, too. I saw people saying molasses or M&M's, Milky Way, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think they're going to do, like, product placement or what type of sponsorship deal with this one. I think they're just going to go.
Yeah. I feel like they're kind of done with the sponsorship thing. I mean, who knows, but.
Sure.
M&M could work, but
M&M. They could get Marshall Mathers to like sponsor it. Oh, God. That'd be great.
It's been codenamed Macadamia Nut Cookie, right? Isn't that what it's been codenamed for a while?
That's ridiculous.
I think so. It's not going to be that, obviously. A lot of people think milkshake, but that's, I guess it could be, but I don't think so.
They can make a milkshake pretty cute. Although, I mean, if it's milkshake, it's kind of hard to turn a milkshake into like a bug droid figurine, you know? Unless he was like holding a milkshake. I don't know. Yeah. I drink your milkshake.
But they had Froyo, and some of those aren't really easily to do that. Cupcake. But that was before they were turning the bug droid into everything.
Yeah. Android 5.x Macklemore as Angry.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about that. What do you think it's going to be? 5.2?
It's got to be 5.2.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I would imagine so. Okay. All right. So also this week, there's all this Google news. Hangouts 4.0 finally released to Android.
Yeah, that's the worst
iOS for like three. Okay, so, all right, so yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. It came out and it's got Material Design UI, and they made it work better with Google Voice finally after all this time. It's supposed to be faster and simpler and sleeker, and calls are supposed to be better. And group MMS, you can receive them if you're a Google Voice user. You just can't start one. And it works better with Android Wear, which is what it is. That's it. So, okay. So what's your thoughts on Hangouts 4.0? Worst update ever, is that what you just said?
Yeah, worst update ever. I had to reboot my device after installing it. I mean, I feel like it was just so laggy and janky. And yeah, I rebooted it, and it seems like the keyboard could actually function inside of the app, which is, you know, a big plus for a communication app. It just seems to like kind of stutter, frame rate drops when I'm trying to like transition through stuff. I mean, it looks good. My girlfriend says, "Hey, this looks like iOS." And I was like, "Yeah, that's because it came out to iOS first." But I think it looks good. I think it could have used some more tweaking, possibly. I mean, besides performance, I don't mind it so much. I mean, the layout seems good, although I still don't like the idea that I can't slide out from a
inside
of the chat.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That's all I want them to do, is just let me slide out from inside a damn chat so that I can change accounts.
Yeah.
Like Google Play, you can always slide out from wherever you are and they can't.
The fact that the whole slide out thing is sort of weird. Like Google can't even stick to their own principles, because in the new YouTube design where there's like the three columns.
There's no drawer, yeah.
There is a drawer, but it's white. Like they just removed everything from it, but you can still pull it out. And that makes absolutely no sense to me.
You can, really? I just thought it was gone. I guess I hadn't even tried.
Yes, I used to do it all the time, so I was so used to just pulling it out that I saw it, and I was like, oh, great, this is still here. Yeah, I'm trying to, like, pull it out for you.
Opening YouTube now.
Yeah.
Oh, I just tapped on something.
But the fact that I could still pull it out, and it's just a white...
I got no menu.
Got a menu?
No, I don't have one. You can't pull anything out.
I'm telling you, you can't. Just give me a second to find it. I promise.
Is it like in a video you can pull it out? Because otherwise it's just swiping between things.
I've done it. I'll get it. We can keep finishing about Hangouts. I'll get it.
There's definitely no menu.
That's what you say now. Unless they just did they update it recently, like this week?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
So it must have been like a bug.
That's possible. Could have been a bug.
That's bad. Anyway,
I'm trying to find it.
Anyways, your point was they're completely inconsistent in everything they do, and this is true, they are.
That is the only point I was trying to make.
Yeah. So my wife got the update. My brother just got the update, and both of them complained to me about it. My wife was like, they changed Hangouts and it sucks. And I went, oh, okay. That's good feedback. And so my brother just had his first child this morning. Him and his wife just had their first child this morning, and I went to see them, and he's been obviously sending pictures and stuff, and he uses Hangouts. And that was one of the first things he said to me. He's like, yeah, Hangouts update. It sucks. And I couldn't figure out anything. And I was like, yeah, I did get an update. It's just funny how we live in this industry. And so we're used to change and we know about the changes, but when it surprises people, like a big change, almost everyone's first reaction is always,
what's going on, guys?
Sorry. Trying to play a YouTube video for you.
Sure, dude. I just tried.
I guarantee you there is. I will find it. Just give me a second. Oh, okay. I know where it was. When you go into a on a channel homepage, like say just any channel, that's where it was. And you'd be able to pull out from the left side, and there was just a blank white page.
Oh, so that was a bug then, yeah.
Of course, it's not there now when I need it, but it was there.
Okay. Yeah, they probably just finally got rid of it because it's anyways, like the update, I'm kind of with you. It's not like it looks pretty. I like the little shortcuts on the bottom to get to things. Otherwise, I just want the swipe out from the edge when I'm in a conversation so I can quickly switch accounts. But
yeah, why is it that every time I open the app, it has to say signed in as blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of like networking stuff going on.
Yeah, so it was supposed to be faster and quicker. But yeah, if you switch accounts... yeah, it says like signed in, and sometimes it even spins. You get the spinning circle. It says like signed in, and that seems really slow. It's not a great update. I'll just have to say that we waited all this time for it. It's not really a great update. Sorry, Hangouts team.
We were waiting a long time for that too. That's
for,
a real.
For that. Yeah, people are pretty disappointed.
Bummer. Yeah.
All right. So, in potentially even bigger news, which is like 10th on our list of topics. Larry Page announced that Google is creating a new parent company called Alphabet. And he's the CEO and Sergey Brin is the president of operations or something weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Alphabet is now above Google. And so Google now falls under Alphabet. And so all of the other side projects they do, like Calico and what's it, Google Life Sciences, and probably things like Project Aura, maybe their Google Ventures, their X Lab, all of that stuff now will fall under Alphabet instead of Google. So now hopefully Google can get back to focusing on being the internet beast that they are instead of having all these other things underneath them. So it's okay. I mean, I don't really, I guess it doesn't really affect what you and I do, but no. And I don't own a bunch of stock in Google, which is all converting to Alphabet stock, by the way. And Sundar Pichai is now CEO of Google. That's big news. I asked Google, what does this mean for Android and Chrome? And they said, all we're announcing is what's in that blog post. So they wouldn't even tell me like if any of that changes whatsoever, or if somebody is now going to be the head of Android or the head of Chrome, you know, because Sundar Pichai was the head of those. And then they he graduated to the head of all of their products basically. And now he's CEO. So I asked if there's somebody else going to be the head of there, and they said, we're not announcing anything else. So who knows what's going on there? We'll find out soon, I'm sure. But yeah, so Google is now Alphabet, sort of. So now when you used to talk about Google, you kind of now are talking about Alphabet, but you can still talk about Google too. Especially if you're buying, financially speaking, you need to talk about Alphabet now because the stock is Alphabet stock. When they do investor relations stuff, it'll all be Alphabet. We'll get on the Alphabet investor relations call. Quarterly earnings call will be Alphabet's, not Google's, if that makes sense.
Yeah, really. I mean, as an end user, can't say it really affects me.
No, it doesn't do anything for any of us. It's just like an investor thing and a focus thing, apparently, for Google.
Yeah, refocusing. I think it's cool that Larry actually spoke. And when he speaks, it's usually pretty important.
Yeah, so, when's the last time you heard him talk? Well, he wrote something.
He didn't talk, but yeah. No, it's been a while since he's sort of like made waves. But here he is. He's still there, kicking. But now Sundar, I'm in love with that guy. Congrats to him. He's been
a stud, right?
He's the biggest player in mobile right now, or whatever. I get reading so many funny headlines. Mm-hmm. Strong, but silent type, and he's now in charge of it all. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. So I mean, his I keep thinking like. Poor guy. I mean, like his list of, you know, the things he looks over has just been growing and growing and growing. But I hope he's getting paid just like a boss, because I mean, he pretty much oversees a whole lot of important details. Mm-hmm. So good for him. Other than that, Eric Schmidt, all he did was really like congratulate Sundar and Larry, and I wish he would have said more about it. You know,
he's not even involved at all anymore. Like his name's on some papers, I think, but he's just like on islands. Like
that's what I was just gonna say. He's too busy partying on remote islands out there with Sir What's His Face, who owns Virgin America, and partying with the Kardashians
Branson or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Branson. Thank you. And hey, good for all these guys. I mean, I'm sure it's all well deserved. But yeah, good for
that. They're all rich and just getting richer.
Alphabet, you know, I guess the name, I don't care. I mean, it's so simple. It's like, duh, of course Google would be Alphabet, but it's sort of boring. Cliche, maybe. Yeah.
What's funny is that they don't own alphabet.com and they don't own @alphabet on Twitter, which I guess whatever. So the website is eb.xyz.
Pretty legit.
And I think people think them and BMW are going to have some big battle because BMW owns some sort of either trademark around Alphabet or company name. I don't know. It's stupid. I think Google's going to figure it out. I would imagine they didn't just say we're Alphabet and I don't care. We're just going to do this. I'm sure they've been looking into it for quite some time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, why not just buy all these companies that give them any grief anyway? So
yeah, Google, just buy BMW.
It probably wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Probably not to them, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and BMW, you know, they've been kind of pushing the future technology stuff with electric cars. And I'm sure BMW would love to start talking autonomous and all that stuff. I mean, why not? Yeah. Google and BMW make so much sense to me. So
yeah, well, because Google was doing a lot of their early self-driving cars with Lexus, so
I could see it.
Yeah. All right, so Huawei Watch right around the corner, apparently. Yeah,
quote unquote.
Yeah, according to their website, actually, which I tried to look at Internet Archive to see how long that page had been up, and I couldn't find it. So it must be fairly new, but I don't know that it's that new. Like, I found a Google Cache page that was a couple days old that would still show that, but Huawei's website now says the Huawei Watch is right around the corner. And I mean, hopefully it is, right? They showed this thing off at MWC, and yet it's still not here. We've heard they've redone it three times or something, and I don't know if anyone's going to care at this point. I know this sounds really bad, but I think it's going to be really expensive, and I think it's too late.
I don't think it's too late, but it's definitely nearing the witching hour for Huawei with the Android Wear smartwatch. I mean, they should have pumped that thing out as soon as they could. You know, of course, if, you know, things happen, they got to tweak hardware. I mean, they don't have to tweak any software. It's just running Android Wear. But clearly, they had to do something with the hardware. I mean, it looks so premium. You know, maybe they're trying to, you know, get supply chains in order to make sure that they'll have enough to meet demand. Because it seems like people are super hyped about this. So, I'm super excited about it. I don't know when we're going to have it, but hopefully soon. So,
it's still one of the nicer looking watches for sure.
Agreed. You know, and it has like lugs, but they're not really like cumbersome looking lugs. Like, it's all just sort of like a piece that kind of wraps around. It doesn't look like it has kind of edges that would jab you or anything like that. I like the bands. The bands look really nice. The metallic ones. It's a good looking device, especially, you know, if they get some like nice colors from like dark metal and gold or silver. Who knows? Yeah. I've seen so many variations of it already since February or whenever they first showed it off. So I'm just ready. I mean, we've been talking about it for so long. Just give it to us already.
Yeah.
Although it's probably going to be priced super high and people are just going to not care.
Yeah, it'll be like $350 and everyone's just going to go, or $400 and everyone's going to go, oh, no.
Yeah, no thanks. This is Android people we're talking about.
Yep. All right, so last bit of news. Qualcomm announced some details for the Snapdragon 820's GPU. Mm. And it's camera sensor, I believe. Something like that. Oh, it's image signal processing units. So, but really the story was that it's not coming till 2016. So if you're hoping that your new Nexus phone or any other phone coming out this year was going to have a Snapdragon 820, it won't. They said you weren't going to see it in a phone until 2016. So,
well, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's crazy how far Snapdragon, Qualcomm fell just because of one chipset. Like, I feel like everyone hates Qualcomm now. You know, like all the like techie fanboys, they hate Qualcomm because it's like the overheating jokes and all that stuff. But like, Qualcomm's not going anywhere. They're still going to be in all sorts of high-end devices for a long time coming. But, and I'm sure the 820 will be fine. But it's going to be tough for them to shake the whole overheating thing. Like, every time a Snapdragon phone comes out now, everyone's going to like take a heat sensor to it and go, look, it's melting things.
Hmm.
So anyway, 820, not coming out till 2016. So hope you weren't waiting for your Snapdragon 820 phone.
No, I wasn't. I just take what people give me. I don't demand, and I used to, you know, probably care about that stuff a bit more than I do these days. I mean, I just don't even know what to expect from the Snapdragon lineup anymore. Sorry about my phone. But I don't know if I should expect my face to get injured, if I should take out a higher like insurance policy or something like that. I got to protect this.
At this point, everything's fairly efficient and powerful. So it's not like a couple years ago when it was the first dual core processor, right? Like, everything's now off the core, 64-bit. And battery life still sucks. So I don't know that, like, processing wise, we've come far, but efficiency, I don't know that. Yeah. Have we?
Yeah. It's the Android OS, dude. I'm serious. Like, Lollipop and the M preview are killing Android. I hate to say it, but there's something wrong with the OS as a whole, because the Android runtime, ART, was supposed to be like a big deal. Everything was supposed to be smoother. And now all I see when running a Samsung device, LG device, is like jank, is like frame rate droppage and just tough transitions from apps It just seems super slow and like bogged down by something, you know, some type of memory leak or something like that. Something's going on. And honestly, over the past couple of weeks, I haven't really had fun using Android. I feel like all my phones are slow and just like struggling. So I have to like reboot them. Like something's going on.
The only one that's bugged me has been the S6. Ever since I got 5.1.1, I can't even use it. It's so laggy and janky. Right now I'm using the Moto X again.
Oh my God.
It runs so good.
It's so smooth. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
So I've been using this again, actually. I cracked the camera lens on my G4, so I'm not using that because now when I take pictures, I get like this little bit of weird light reflection, so it's worthless now.
Mm.
So I don't know. I was hoping I'd have a OnePlus 2, but they apparently have lost my review unit 10 or 15 times by now. So
yeah,
who knows if we'll ever get there. I'm ready for a new phone though. Like the S6 was like the phone of phones, and then updates, at least for me, have absolutely killed that phone. I can't use it.
I just got the Android 5.1.1 update this morning, stage fright patch and all that. And I'm nervous because from your experience, it's going to kill this phone.
Hopefully I am the exception or something because it's bad, dude. Like it just, like, especially when I flip between Wi-Fi and LTE, the phone just locks up for like a minute at a time. And it pisses me off.
It sucks. You know, I used to tout how cool Android was, but now it's like, I mean, it's still my OS of choice, but it's like every day I just want to like go out and get an iPhone because it's like, dude, I just want something that runs consistently. Yeah. You know, like I wake up every morning and I feel like it's a different experience each day of the week for how my phone wants to behave. And of course, you know, I didn't notice that on the Note 4 yesterday, you know, because they're all brand spanking new and have no apps installed. But I swear, if I need an octa-core 64-bit processor and 4 gigs of RAM to even make Android, you know, seem good, then we got a problem here. Android runtime, I hate it.
Just give me Motorola phones. They all run fine. They just have terrible cameras.
Actually, I'll take a terrible camera. Although, you know what? Moto X Pure Edition, that apparently does not have a terrible camera. Except
that the phone is giant. That's the only thing holding me back is that the phone is giant. And that sucks.
There's no perfect phone.
No, there's not. Somebody asks, did I crack the G4? You can't see it.
Oh, yeah. You cracked it.
It's double cracked, actually.
That's like that phone looks ridiculously orange in that lighting.
It actually is that ridiculously orange. Anyways, yeah, there's like, it's actually double cracked. It was on my trip to New York for moto stuff. Like it was in my bag and it must've just got tapped.
Dang.
It sucks. Cause this phone I was actually starting to like, because its battery does last, you know, like a full day and it takes good camera pictures. So
someone just pointed out in the chat that Google Play services is ruining day-to-day experience. Okay, what's so odd is that, you know, Google continues to break down the OS into smaller pieces. So it is potentially easier to fix problems, but at the same time, it's harder to pinpoint what it exactly is causing the problem because,
Got WebView and Play services.
Yeah, there's all this stuff going on. I'm serious. The S6, it does have like performance issues. And like 6 months down the road, you know, you do those like two reviews. You do one and then, you know, 6 months in, half a year into the S6, my review would completely change just because I feel like my experience differs so much from how it was, you know, the first week you use it.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems slower. Battery life, of course, crap. But still has a great camera.
So, does have an amazing camera.
Oh, yeah. It has a super great camera. I took some shots in New York City and they turned out beautifully. And Android, I don't know what the deal is. I swear, you know, we get newer versions, but I feel like my experience gets weakened. Like it looks so much better. Like Android looks great, but it just doesn't perform fluidly. Mm-mm. So
not good enough.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe Android M will fix it. I mean, the Nexus 6, running Preview 2. I mean, it feels fine, although I stopped using it, thankfully, after I was done with Project Fi. But we'll see. Maybe the new Nexus phones and the Moto phones will be better. I just need something that's like not janky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's a sad day.
It is. Before we wrap, do you have any apps or games you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about 7 games, actually, if you don't mind. It's only good for people who own NVIDIA Shield. And I'm serious. Like, if you wanted to get into the Android TV game and hook one up to your HDTV, just get a NVIDIA Shield. I think it's the best set-top box you can get. It's future-proof with 4K. It's 4K ready. So they had 7 new games released this week, or at least, you know, that were released or updated to support Android TV. This War of Mine, Killing Floor, Calamity, Windward, Pure Pool, Fly Hunter Origins, Xenowork, and Twin Runners 2. NVIDIA takes, at least in my opinion, takes gaming pretty seriously, especially mobile gaming. And, you know, for someone who doesn't want to dedicate a ton of money or time to console gaming, which I also do, I enjoy gaming. You know, I'm not embarrassed of the fact. You know, I'm a young guy. I like to game and, you know, crush noobs on Call of Duty. So if you do have a Shield, definitely check out This War of Mine, especially. That game is ridiculously cool. It costs $15, post-apocalyptic. You are basically trying to save yourself in a world that wants to kill you. Also, don't let me forget, Fallout Shelter is now on Google Play. I can hear the crowd in the chat just going, ah, Fallout Shelter. Ah.
People are excited about this Fallout Shelter thing. I have no
Dude,
idea what
they it is. Love Fallout. Oh, it's ridiculous. I never got into Fallout, but Fallout Shelter, I downloaded it, so I'm definitely going to be playing it. But in this game, you control a vault, which has dwellers inside of it. Dwellers are people who survived some nuclear fallout. So basically, you're trying to survive and not get killed by daytime snipers who want to hunt you. You have to venture out at nighttime or send people out at nighttime and hope they bring back supplies to keep you guys alive down in the vault. So it's a big title. People, I guess, have been waiting for this forever. Although, I mean, excuse me for not knowing, but I mean, there's so many games you got to keep track of. So it's hard. But again, Shield from NVIDIA for Android TV, or Fallout Shelter for anyone who just wants to play a sweet game on their smartphone or tablet.
Sweet. That's,
yeah.
Big week. Seriously, there was a lot this week.
It was too much, man. I mean, I got to New York City and back in like one day. So I'm like,
you have that like really quickly, like quick, terrible trip to New York and back.
Not as bad as last time. Last time I had some really bad chicken. I was out for like a week. But this time I did not eat any chicken while I was there.
You avoided the chicken, yeah.
Yeah, my problem, this is completely off topic and random, but on my flight over there, I flew Delta because they are one of the only airlines to fly direct from Portland, Oregon to New York. And so on the flight there, they had a new 900 series 737 Boeing. So it was great, huge, like TVs built into the seats and all that. Great service. You know, they give you all the chips you want or soda or whatever. And it was awesome. I was like, wow, Delta really stepping it up, because I'm a big Virgin America fan. On the way back, it was some janky 737-800 series with no TV, a single like overhead for like three people each row, three, so 9 people to 1 TV. They played Paul Blart and Tomorrowland. And I was like, I was pissed. I was like, how on the flight costs the same each way, right? Yeah. So why is my service so legit going there, but coming back, I feel like I'm being like on a Greyhound bus. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So on my way back from the trip, I was just there for the Moto one. I had one of those planes you're talking about where it was like widescreen TVs almost. Mm. It was awesome. And yeah, everything was brand new, you could tell. But I have been on the one. On my way there, it was from San Francisco, and it was like a red eye on Virgin, and it was fine. But I know what you're talking about. And the fact that there's still planes flying around that are to New York and back that are a shared TV, insane.
And all the headphone jacks are busted. Like my headphone jack was busted. Luckily, yeah, the lady next to me was sleeping the whole time, thankfully, so I was able to use hers.
You just jacked her jack.
Yeah, I jacked her stuff. But it's just ridiculous how, you know, for the same price, your experience can differ so much from going there, going out. I mean, just by, you know, the plane and the renovating they're doing of their fleet. So,
yeah.
I mean, these are billion-dollar companies. You know, like, if you're going to make one change, then people expect that same experience on every flight.
I would agree.
I'll probably tweet at their CEO later today and make my opinions heard, because social media allows me to do that.
Please do. You might you might get free chicken or something.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Delta chicken.
Delta chicken. All right. Any last words? Then we should probably wrap.
No. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for joining us. Be prepared for like a wave of reviews. We have OnePlus 2, Moto X, Galaxies, all sorts of stuff. So it's gonna be a busy time. So should be fun. Droid life. Peace.
Peace.